I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Gwinnett County school officials say two students will be criminally charged after they were caught with guns on campus earlier this week. 11 Alive reports that Shiloh Middle School officials received information that a student had a gun. While they were looking into the situation, however, they learned that a second student was involved. Two guns have been recovered and the students have been charged. This as Georgia lawmakers have announced new plans to make schools safer. Both the State House and Senate say they'll create study committees on school security. Various gun control measures have gone nowhere in the Georgia Capitol this session. A prominent gun control activist is entering the race for Georgia's 6th congressional district. According to the AJC, Democratic candidate Lucy McBath will join Kevin Abel and Bobby Capel in the race against Republican incumbent Karen Handel. McBath became a nationally known advocate for gun restrictions after her 17-year-old son, Jordan Davis, was shot and killed while sitting in a car in 2012. After his death, she became an early member of the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. In last year's special election for the 6th District, Karen Handel defeated John Ossoff in the most expensive congressional race in U.S. history. Henry County will get a new sheriff in 2020, and basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal hopes it's him.
I plan on running for sheriff in a small town where I live at. And I'll be 48 years old, and it'll be time for me to do something different. And this has always been a dream and aspiration of mine to become a sheriff. And I live there. I'll be living there full time. So hopefully you'll come out and vote for me.
Shaq, who lives in McDonough, made the comments to 11 Alive while at Atlanta's Atlantic Station yesterday to celebrate his birthday. Speaking on the importance of school safety, O'Neal says law enforcement needs more money so they can put more officers around schools. One of the largest teachers groups in the state is backing Democrat Stacey Abrams' campaign for governor. According to the AJC, the Georgia Association of Educators voted unanimously to back Abrams this week. The group says her vote against Governor Deal's Opportunity School District Initiative in 2016 helped secure their support. Abrams and former state representative Stacey Evans are both seeking the Democratic nomination in the governor's race. Five Republicans are running for their party's nomination, led by Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. The primaries for the race will take place in May. The Atlanta School Board says teachers at Perkerson Elementary in Southwest Atlanta will have to reapply for their jobs at the end of the school year. That decision comes after several years of struggling performance. According to CBS 46, Perkerson was identified in 2014 as one of 16 low-performing schools by the governor and the state. APS Superintendent Maria Kostarfin says the school has failed to improve over the past 4 years, which makes the change necessary. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Toronto Raptors last night, 106-90. John Collins and Kent Bazemore each scored 14 points for the Hawks. The team will continue its road trip on Friday in Indiana against the Pacers. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.